Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of AI art, and specifically the common mistakes that can ruin your Flux.1 prompts. And I think we've all been there, spending hours trying to get that perfect image only to end up with a messy blob, right? Exactly. It's frustrating, you know, with AI art in 2025, it's no longer just about throwing a random set of keywords into a prompt. The landscape has changed so much. It has. I mean, back in the day, a prompt like Trending on ArtStation would get you some decent results. But now, you really need to refine your approach with tools like Flux.1. Right. I was chatting with Curtis, the founder over at Banana Thumbnail, and we laughed about how much money we used to waste on poor generations before really grasping the mechanics of prompting. It's shocking how it adds up. Oh, for sure. I read that around 28% of Flux.1 generations are discarded because of prompt-related issues. That's about $127 a month down the drain for the average user. And that's why we're here today, to break down the 5 specific mistakes that could be killing your Flux.1 prompt results. If you can fix these, you'll stop wasting credits and start getting the art you actually want. Awesome. So what's the first mistake? The first mistake is overloading your Flux.1 prompts with too many keywords. A lot of beginners think, if I throw in more adjectives, I'll get a better image, but it often backfires. So they just pile on words like epic, cinematic, highly detailed. Exactly. When you overload the prompt, you confuse the model. It's like trying to have a conversation with 10 people talking at once. You just can't focus. That makes a lot of sense. I remember a user who wanted an epic fantasy warrior but ended up with a chaotic mess because they crammed in so many descriptors. Yeah, the model didn't know where to focus. Simpler prompts usually work better, focusing on the subject and the vibe rather than a laundry list of quality tags. Got it. So, what's the second mistake? The second mistake is ignoring the structure in advance. Flux.1 prompts. Once you get past the basics, you really need to treat your prompt like a well-structured sentence or even a little story. Interesting. So, you're saying it's about having a clear structure, right? Like subject plus action plus context plus art style plus technical specs. Precisely. By structuring your prompts this way, the AI knows how to prioritize each element. Reports show that artists using structured prompts see significantly higher acceptance rates on platforms like NFT marketplaces. Jordan, wow, I didn't realize that structure could make such a difference. What's the third mistake? The third mistake is skipping negative prompts. This is a game changer. A negative prompt tells the AI what not to include in the image. Right, so instead of just hoping for the best, you're actively preventing common mistakes? Exactly. It's like trying to mop up water from a leak instead of actually fixing the leak itself. Artists who use negative prompts report way fewer revisions and quicker iteration cycles. So, you actually keep a text file with your go-to negative prompts? Absolutely. It saves a ton of headaches. Now, what's the fourth mistake? Bring it on. The fourth mistake is misunderstanding the difference between style and subject. For example, if you want a dog in the style of Van Gogh, you need to clarify that. Otherwise, you might just get a dog that looks like a painting. I can see how that would be confusing. Someone might want a cyberpunk samurai but accidentally get a samurai inside an actual painting. Exactly. You need to clearly separate what you want from how you want it styled. Use style references or specific instructions like artwork by artist name. That's super helpful. And what's the final mistake? The fifth mistake is not using tools to manage your prompt library. If you're serious about this, you can't afford to type every prompt from scratch. Right. I mean, who has the time for that? It's all about efficiency. Exactly. Treat your prompts like assets. Save and categorize them. This is how professional studios work. They have centralized libraries. If you find a prompt that works, tweak it and save it for future use. That's smart. It's like building your own personal AI art toolkit. Exactly. So to recap, if you want to improve your AI art game, simplify your prompts, structure them well, use negative prompts, clarify style versus subject, and manage your prompt library effectively. That's a lot of valuable info. Thanks for breaking it down anytime. And remember, if you want to take your thumbnails to the next level using Banana, Thumbnail can really help streamline your process. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.